No questions being asked. I'm Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad, and what we call Nectar Devotion. He's discussing one section of Bhakti Sadhana, where he discusses submission, Sharanagata, submission of Ashraya. So he says submission has three different divisions, Sampratana Atmika, Dainya Bodhika, and then Lalasamaya Vigyapti. So the question is, what are the distinctions between these three? So there are different ways these are analyzed. But the general position is that submission or surrendering of the self is of different intensities according to the spiritual advancement of the individual sadhaka. And generally, in the beginning, for most sadhakas or practitioners, unless they have a lot of adhikar or purva rag from last life, or they actually have divine greed, lobha, for rag bhakti received from associating with Rasika Vaishnavas in last life or in this life. But generally, most devotees are at the first level. So Sampratana Atmika. This is the first division, which is most sadhakas in the level of Vaidhi Bhakti. Those are level of Vaidhi Bhakti, they engage in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Parasevanam. And nine limbs of devotion, they serve the Lord under the instruction of the spiritual master, and they surrender to the feet of the Guru, and they try to observe the 64 limbs of devotion, beginning with Guru Parashraya. That's number one, surrendering to the lotus feet of the Guru. Then following hearing its teachings, taking diksha, sarvartmanavartanam, following the footsteps of the previous acharyas, and just humbly serving the Lord. And then there's sampratana atmika. Is that one, at this level of Vaidhi sadhaka, the beginner, the neophyte, Kanishtha Adhikari, he'll be offering prayers. Sampratana means prayers. Sampratana atmika. That he'll be trying to samyak pratan. Pratana means prayer, and samya means samyak, or sama, sankirtan, complete, full. He'll try to offer prayers with everything he has in his command. So everything he has in his command is his atmika. Atmika means body, atmika means mind, atmika means soul. So this is the beginning, the neophyte, the beginning devotee, he offers sampratana. He offers prayers, he begs the Lord for service, and he offers, there's a category of, in other words, this is one level of sampratana is a level of prayers that are offered to the Lord depending on one's position of spiritual advancement. And sampratana has different meanings also. But the general meaning, what Rupa Goswami is saying here in Nectar Devotion, is the beginner will offer prayers of Sharanagati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a book, song book, called Sharanagati. And about 64 prayers in there in Bengali. And they're all about surrender, taking shelter from the level of a neophyte, mostly. For example, they have prayer Gopinath. Gopinath, mama nivedana shuno. And this prayer, he's saying, I'm a wicked materialist. My senses are driving me here and there. I have no good qualities. Please lift me up. I'm a durjana. I'm a bad person. So this is the neophyte. This is a fact. He is a bad person. He is fallen. And he also is trying to develop those feelings. Dainya bhav. But that's just kind of a boss of real dainya. He's not really humble yet. He's not really Trinada Pisunichana. He's not really Kirtaniya Sadahari. He's not really always chanting the holy name of the Lord. Because this prayer from Shikshastakam is number three. Trinada Pisunichana, Tarori Vasishana, Amanina Amanidena Kirtaniya Sadahari. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other acharyas say that this type of prayer, this type of qualities, come in one at the level of Ruchi, Nam Ruchi. Ruchi is on the level of Madhyamadikari, way beyond the neophyte Kanishta. So back to the Sampraratan. Sampraratan is the first level. First level, beginning level devotee, and first level, beginning level prayers. Those are the prayers that were eligible. We can chant prayers of Sampraratana, praying to engage our souls in Krishna's service, praying to surrender our souls, praying to surrender our body, praying to surrender our minds. Manasa Deha Yokichimor. Bajahure Manashri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanaravindare. So we have these prayers. These are all come under Sampraratana. So that's a submission, at a certain level. Then as one advances from the neophyte level, Kanishtadikari, Kanishta Kanishta, Kanishta Madhyam, Kanishta Uttam, he comes Madhyam, Kanishta, Madhyam, Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. So then he graduates to a different, his surrender becomes deeper, becomes more subtle. The neophyte, he's just surrendering his body, he's trying to engage his body in Guru's service and humble service and sincere and enthusiastic service, but his mind is here and there, full of anarthas, no kata ruchi, no nam ruchi, no knowledge, no sambandhi again. But he's praying and he's trying to surrender. So Dainya Bhotika, this is when one starts to feel surrender. Dainya of course means the utmost humility. The utmost humility is actually a symptom of spiritual advancement. Because we're proud. Dumba, pride. Conditioned souls are very proud. So just because we take initiation, engage in Sampraratana and sadhana bhakti doesn't mean we're not proud. And matter of fact, we're impelled. The impelling force behind our activities is simply pride. Kamani kanak pratishtata. Pratishtata means the desire for recognition. Pratishta. Recognition, name, fame, game, honor. I'm number one Sankirtan devotee. I'm the best pujari. I'm a good dresser. I'm a good kirtan leader. I'm a good manager. I'm a good leader. I'm a good organizer. So we're engaging in emotional service, but there's not really dainya bhav. There's hankar bhav, kam bhav, desire for recognition. So this is all coarse contamination on a subtle level, mental contamination. Like we say, gross sex life, of course, is man-woman mitun. That's obvious what that is, conjugal union, man and woman. So one gives it up at the level of Kanishtha, neophyte, follows the Four Eagle Principles. But then Prabhupada defined a more pernicious form of sex life, a more pernicious and pervading and dangerous form of sex life called subtle sex life. And subtle sex life is desire, Prabhupada said, desire for honor, desire for recognition, desire for fame. So that's quite the opposite of Dainya Bhav, Dainya Bodhika. So obviously, this second level of submission is a higher level of submission. There's neophyte submission, which I've explained, and there's the middle class or intermediate medium submission in Dainya, where one actually advances to the platform of Madhyam, and he becomes truly Trinada Pisanishan. He becomes very humble, he honors everyone, doesn't expect or want or desire any respect from anyone. So he's becoming humble. This is Dainya Bhav. He has knowledge, he has realization of his actual infinite position, infinitesimal position, how finite he actually is, and how great the Lord is, how great devotees are, how great is bhakti, the great is the holy name. So then he starts to honor all living entities according to their position. And he doesn't want any, he really genuinely, truly doesn't want any honor or distinction for himself, not that he pretends, no, I don't want any distinction, but he actually wants. I give this donation, don't put my name on the plaque. On the temple front door with everybody else. But he says like that. But if you don't do it, then say, hey, where's my name? Why didn't I put my name? I gave 25 lakhs. Why is my name there? I'm a big donor. So you're pretending humility. It's false humility. False Dainya Bhav. Actually, you're very much neophyte and want this pratishta. Lobh, pooj, pratishta. Sometimes they say like this. Lobh, puja, and pratishta. Lobh, greed, puja, worship, pratishtha, honor, distinction. So when those things go and disappear to a large extent by the virtue of spiritual advancement, one comes to intermediate Madhyam Adhikari platform and he has good realization and faith, very sudrita vishwas, very strong and deep faith in Nam, Srinam and Vaishnavas and Guru and Vaishnavas and Seva and Bhakti, and he becomes fixed in Bhakti Gyan, Bhakti Tattvas. Then he can maybe, by virtue of Bhakti Devi and Guru Kripa, he may become a little humble. Then there's a whole category of prayers called called Dainya Bodhika prayers. It's a whole category. If you look in Narottam Das's songs, he has some songs under the category of Samprarthana. The book is called Samprarthana. He has some category of songs under Dainya Bodhika. So these songs, these appropriate prayers, the acharyas usually recommend, although we may dip into songs from different levels. We may be a neophyte and sing a song of an advanced devotee. We may be a Madhyamadikari and sing a song of a neophyte. We may be Uttam, or a pure devotee, and sing a song of Dainya Bhav, of lamentation, oh, I'm so fallen, Krishna, even though we're actually situated in Bhava Bhakti or Prema. Or we may sing a song of Samprarthana, oh, please, I'm a wicked materialist, please pick me up. It's simply a type of feeling of Bhava or lamentation due to our very high level of spiritual advancement. But generally, these are sequential. There's a krama. One, in the beginning, one sticks with Samprarthana Atmika prayers, and prayers of that nature, and prayers of that type, and that classification. Then as he genuinely advances, then he begins reciting and praying and feeling and thinking and desiring Dainya Bodhika. Then as the one comes to the level of Bhava Bhakti and realizes his Siddhadeya, he's in Rag Bhakti now. He's practicing Rag Bhakti. He's gone beyond Ruchi. He's deeply involved with Ruchi, Nam Ruchi, Katha Ruchi, Leela Ruchi, Dham Ruchi. And he comes to the level of Asakti, genuine attachment to Krishna. So when one becomes, in a reflected way, a sakti abhas, when there's a reflection of attachment, one starts to feel humble and starts to feel separation. Oh, where's my Krishna? Where's my Krishna? Not that he feels yugayitam nameshi, he doesn't feel like one moment in separation from Govinda Virahaname. He doesn't feel like that, but he feels something. Oh, Krishna, I am part of you. Krishna, you're telling mamai vamsho jivalke jivabuddha sanatanam manakshastrani indirani prakriti stani karshati. And Gita, you're telling 15.7 that I'm part of you. I'm eternally inseparable part of you. But I can't feel it. Where are you? Where I'm part of you. I'm connected with you. I'm part and parcel of you. Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. Prem Purushottam, Madhurya Purushottam, Maryada Purushottam. But where are you? I can't see you. I can't feel you. I can't feel that I'm a part of you. Please, can you reveal this to me? Can you give me a drop of realization of this ocean of unlimited bliss? So this is the Dainya comes. So Dainya comes at the level of Ruchi, as I said, and Madhyam. Then as one goes to Uttam, into Bhav, and there's some revelation of a Siddhadeya, then there are a whole category of prayers called Siddhi Lalasa. Siddhi Lalasa Mayi. Lalasa means hankering. Hankering for some devotional perfection. Every devotee from the beginning is hankering to become spiritually advanced, hankering to become free from lust, hankering to become free from greed. That's the type of hankering. But this is not what's being told here. This third and highest level of submission is a submission at the level of the Uttamadikari. That he is Lalasamai, it's called Siddhi Lalasa, or Lalasamai Vigyapti. Lalasamai, Mai means made of, saturated with, surcharged with, suffused with, composed of nothing but lalasa. Lalasa means hankering, deep intense hankering. Vigyapti means to acquire my eternal service. Now that I'm at the level of sakti, there's some glimmer, some faint idea of my siddhadeya, my eternal spiritual form and sthayibhava in relation to Radha and Krishna. As I progress to bhava, then it becomes clearly manifested by the influence of Sarva Shakti, Samvit Shakti and Ladini Shakti. I understand why I'm so-and-so Manjari. And I have this relationship with Radharani and Lita and Vishaka and Ananga Manjari. And my seva, Stali, is here. And my seva is there. My guru is like this. Then one becomes intensely desirous to render specific service has been revealed to him by Srinam and Sri Guru Kripa and by his own realization. So that's called the Uttam Bhakta that comes to the level of actually advanced level, the topmost advanced level of higher level of Asakti Bhav and ultimately Prema. So at that level, then these prayers are, he feels these prayers, he sees these prayers, he has spurtis and visions from these prayers, and then he sings a prayer that's very popular, that we sing as an encouragement. On the neophyte Kanishtha level, we may occasionally sing this, but on the level of Lalasamayi Vigyapti, or Siddhi Lalasa, it's also called Siddhi Lalasa, or you can say Siddhi Lalasa Mayi, being saturated with and suffused with and full of an intense hankering desire for perfection. What perfection? My eternal service and my eternal siddhadeya in the eternal realm to the eternal form of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So that becomes very genuine, although we may sing this song, and it's a very popular song we all sing. It's called Sakhi Brinde Vigyapti. The same word is there, Vigyapti. That's the title of the song. Sakhi Brinde Vigyapti means a prayer, a hankering to live amongst the Sakhis. Now that's the last thing, that's called Lalasami, your hankering. Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishor Jivane Marane Gati Aro Nahi Mor. So this is in this first line of this prayer by Narottam Das Thakur from his Prarthana. He's indicating a type of samprarthana. Samprarthana Atmika is there, and also Dainya Bodhika in this first line. Although the entirety of the prayer, as you'll see as it progresses, comes under the category Siddhi Lalasa, or Lalasame Vigyapti. The title is also Sakhi Brinde Vigyapti. But this first stanza, this first pada, Radha Krishna Prana Amor Jugala Kishor Jivane Marane Gati Aro Nahi Mor. So there's no discussion of Siddhadeya. The person is talking from the viewpoint of being embodied, being in his material body. He's saying, but you are my sadhya, you are the goal. O Kishore, Yugala Kishore, that youthful teenage divine couple, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath Yugo, Radha Govinda Yugo. I am in the world of Mrityu. I am in Mrityu Loka. I am a Jivan. I am suffering from birth and death. So Jivane Marne Gati Arunahi Mor. He's saying in life or death I have no other goal but them. So this does not apply to the Siddhadeha. This does not apply to the spiritual world. There's no life, there's no birth and death in the spiritual world. This applies to Sadakarup. Sadakarup in the unrealized level of Kanishtha before one realizes his Siddhadeha. So it's a hankering, it's a humble hankering, it's full of humility, it's full of prayer, it's full of submission, it's full of Sharanagati. So this first line is like this. But it's only leading into the next line. Then the next line is now he's in Siddhadeha. Kalindira kule keli kadambaravan ratana bedira upar bosa badujan. Now he's in his rag, on the level of ragmarg, manasi seva, meditating on a Siddhadeya. He's saying, yes, now I'm in Brajagokul, I'm in Nitya Braj, in my manasi seva. Now I'm no longer neophyte, now I'm Madhyamadikari, or maybe Uttamadikari, you can't tell at this point. Now it's all Siddhi Lalasa. Now he's praying, and meditating, revealing activities in the Siddhadeya. In the Siddhadeya we do manasi seva to the Lord, and we actually serve the Lord directly in a Prakriti Dham. In a Prakriti Dham, in our Smaran, in our meditation. It's called Lila Pravesh, Lila Smaran. So Narottam Das, I think his name is Champaka Mandri in his Siddhadeya, given to him by Lokanath Goswami, his Gurudev. So Champaglata. Now, first it's Sadaka Narottam Das Thakur praying. Someone in the land of birth and death. Now it's Champak Mantri praying. Someone beyond birth and death. Someone in the Nityadam, Brajadam. He's saying, in a Keli Kadamba forest, Kalindira, Kalindi, Kalindi Kule Keli Kadamba, in a Keli Kadamba forest, where? In Kule, on the bank of the Jamuna. Kulindi means Jamuna. What will I do there? There's a jeweled throne, Ratnavedi, Upar Bosava Dujan. And this Yuga Kishore, I will sit them there. So to be directly in a Saksha Darshan of Radha and Krishna Yuga, to be with them in their Leela on the banks of Jamuna, means you must have Siddhadeya. It's not done in a Sadaka Roop. It's not done in this material body. This is all a Prakrit. A Prakrita Deha. A Prakrita Leela. This is all spiritual activities. Then he says, Sham Goryange Diba Chandan Neraganda Chamara Dulaba Kabe Hariba Mukachandra Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishor Jivane Marane Gati Aro Nahi Mor. Sham Gori Yange Dibo. Hey Sham, hey Gori. Oh, that dark Ganesham, dark blue, dark rain cloud, blue color boy, Sham. Oh, you fair golden girl, Gauri. you beautiful Kishori, you Kishore Kishori, you beautiful Chori and Chora, your Anga, Diva Chandanara Ganda, I will make them very fragrant, with very fragrant Chandan. I will grind sandalwood paste in my Siddhadeya, in my Manjri Sarup. And I will offer that to your limbs. I will smear that on your arms and on your forehead. And like this. And then, Chamara Dulabhakave Harivya Mukha Chandra. Then I will, as you're sitting on this Ratnavedi on the banks of the Jamuna. And now I don't just sit there. I don't put you on that Ratnavedi and just simply look at you. I'm a Sevadasi. I'm a Mandri. I'm a maidservant. I'm a Kinkari. Kinkari means Kim Karomi. How am I to serve you? So I don't just sit there and stare at you like a television set, turn on the TV and become a spectator and watch everybody else do things. All you do is spectate. You watch the spectacle. You're a spectator. You're not acting. You're not involved. You're not speaking. You're not moving. You're not acting. You're just passively watching the drama. You're passively watching the drama of the television. But in the Siddhadeya, in the spiritual world, you have your Nitya Seva in a Guru Sakhi Samaj. And you're serving there. So you're very active. So there's a dynamic actions. Land of love means the land of Seva, moment-to-moment Seva. So you take them by the hand, you prepare the beautiful Ratnavedi on the banks of Jamuna and the Keli Kunja there. And you seat them there. Now what? Well, now you rub fragrant sandalwood paste, Chandan Araganda, on their limbs, arms, and faces. And then what else? Oh, they're still feeling somewhat hot, even though I offer them this Chandan. So I take a chamar, a yak tail fan, and I start fanning them. As I fan their beautiful forms, I become enthralled and captivated by the Mukha Chandra, this Krishna Chandra, and Radha Chandra, Radha Chandrika, this Chandra Mukhi Radha, and Krishna Chandra Sham, or Shama Chandra, Krishna Chandra, Vrindavan Chandra, the beautiful moon-like face of Gopinath Krishna, and he's being paired with the beautiful face of Chandra Mukhi Radha. So I'm appreciating their beauty as I'm fanning them. Then what more can I do? Gatiya malatir mala diba dohara gale adare tuliya diba karpura tambule. And then I will place a garland of malati flowers, like mara malati. There's a red one outside and then the white ones. So these flowers you saw. I'll place the garlands of malati flowers around their necks. Gatiya malatira malati mala Diva Dohara Gale. And then I will offer Adare Tulia Diva Karpura Tambule. I will offer Tambul, which is like pan, flavored, a betel nut, flavored or scented with camphor, karpur, into their lotus mouths. Adare Tulia means Adare means lips. I will offer to their lips beautiful pan. Radha Krishna Pranamur Jugala Kishore Lalita Vishakadi Jata Sakhi Vrinda Agyaya Koriba Seva Charanaravinda. So now I've done this service under the order of my Guru. Now my Param Guru, or my Yuteshwari, the group leader, Lalita Sakhi and Vishaka and other Sakis, depending on who my group leader is, Lita Vishaka, Adi, Jata, Sakhi, Brinda. So the group of Sakis, every Manjari, every Sakhi has a group leader, Yuteshwari. She's in a particular gan, Sakhi gan, under a particular Yuteshwari, a particular group of Sakis, and she has her leader of those Sakis. Like Radharani has her Sakhi gan. Radharani's Sakhi gan is Ashta Sakis, Radha and the Ashta Sakis. So she's the Yuteshwari, she's the leader of those gopis. Or you can say that Lalita Sakhi is the leader and all those eight Sakhis are engaged under her leadership in the divine service of Radharani and Krishna, especially Radharani. Lalita Vishaka, Tungavidya and Dileka, Suradevi Rangadevi, Champakalata, like this, Chitra. So receiving their order, I will serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So this is his meditation, this is his Lila Spurti, this is his Sakhi Brinde Vigyapti. This is Champak Mandri, Narottam Das's Lalasa Mayi Vigyapti. This is his Siddhi Lalasa. So this prayer comes under that category. This is a very high level of submission. Submission coupled with hankering, not just hankering for perfection, but entering directly into the Leela, to submit oneself for eternal service. So then he realizes that to attain all these great things, and he's teaching us also, if we want to attain such an exalted perfectional state of spiritual realization, it can only be done by the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhur Dasir Anudas Seva Abhilasha Kore Narottama Das. Narottam Das, the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yearns for the seva of Sri Yuga Kishore. So this lalasa means yearning, hankering for this eternal service. So this is how we understand the three forms of submission described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar Devotion or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.